All right, take three. This time, the right microphone is selected. And maybe I'll be able to talk without stumbling over my own tongue. Because if anything should stumble over my tongue, it should be your girlfriend's cunt. Oh, great one. Yeah. Speaking of that, so I saw another girl in person a couple of days ago. She's one of the girls who said, I'd love to go out with you. Here's my phone number. So I said, would you still like to get together? She says, yes, just text me sometime. I'm like, oh my God, why are you lying to me? So I'll send her a text. We'll see what happens. We already know what's going to happen. We already know. You can scream and shout with all your might. But you see, I like to do these little exercises in futility. Not fertility, futility, in order to prove that I'm right. Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, third possibility, you are wrong and I am right. Oh, my friends. Yes, friends and enemies. Dunking my tea bag right now. No, I'm not talking about my ball sack. I am, however, talking about Stating the Obvious podcast, which is the weapons platform for which I launched the cruise missile of my intellect that homes in on and destroys statists and other idiots all around the world. Today, I'm using the normal microphone, so I have a pop filter, so you won't have to listen to all of those obnoxious pops like you got in the latest version of Anarchy Moment. Sorry about that, kiddos. Alright, there we go. Teabag dumped. Teabagged. Okay, looked at that. That was worthless. Worthless! Worthless Degree Awareness Month is coming up. Anyone keep that in mind? The Great One intends to have some special episodes just for Worthless Degree Awareness Month. Okay, that's a mess. Let me do something about that. Alright, are we recording? We are recording. Great one. Why didn't you take care of all this before you started recording? Because I wanted to get going. Because I want to wrap this up. Because it's almost my bedtime. It's 20-25 hours. That's 8:25 for you civilians. It's goddamn near my bedtime. I'm about to drop dead. I'm surprised I have this much energy. Normally, I would not record a podcast this late at night, but I'm feeling it. I have the energy. I thought, hey, fuck it. I'm going to go for it because I'm going to be slam dunked busy all the way through Monday. And then next week, I already have people wanting me to work next week also. So we'll see what happens. Plus, somewhere along the route here, I got to squeeze in another episode of The Greasy Pole with that evil, misogynistic, anti-Semitic, right-wing Adam Piggott. We're not going to talk about Jordan Peterson today. We're not. Jordan Peterson free episode. Great one. You just talked about him. What have I told you guys about paying attention? Stop it. All right. Here's what we came for. Oh, by the way, I'm the Great One himself, founder of Cynical Libertarian Society on the internet since 1999, podcasting for, what is it now, 14 years? No, 13 years. I can't keep up with this shit. 13 years, right? 14-year anniversary will be on November the 1st of 2018, the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer, who has still not built a wall or put Hillary Clinton in jail. So, okay. See, good thing Guantanamo is still there. We could put Hillary in Guantanamo. I'd be okay with, I mean, indefinite detention, right? Thanks, Obama. If Donald Trump actually had the ball sack that people think he has, he'd put Hillary Clinton in Guantanamo indefinitely, detaining her. Yeah. Oh, it'd be glorious. I'd love to see that. But no. We covered that already. We talked about that in Friday's podcast. That's also not what we came here to talk about today. And remember, you can email me at God, dog spelled backwards, God at CYNLIBSOC.com. Thank you to people for writing in. I got a couple more messages. Got a message from the American sector in Colorado. You know who you are. I was thinking about that. I should start calling this section of Colorado the Soviet sector. Because he calls it, I think it's the American sector. Is it the American sector or the American half? Let me see if I can find the email real quick. We're not doing fan mail. Not just because we're not doing fan mail. I'm going to do fan mail. Just not tonight. I've gotten a few fan mails. Since the last time I did fan mail, I've gotten, let's see. This is junk. That one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I've gotten 8 fan mails that I need to get caught up on. Anyhow, this individual suggested a podcast that I should listen to, which I did go over. You know who you are because you're over in the American half of Colorado, is as he puts it. I like American sector better. I think we should start referring to it as the American sector and the Soviet sector here in Colorado. So a message from the American sector was pointing out some podcasts that he thought I might want to listen to. And I went over, I checked it out, I scoped it, I got it in the RSS feed, started downloading. I will give it a listen. Which actually, fuck, if I have time, I need to reload. That's not going to happen tonight. I need to reload the one podcast device because I'm all done up. I listened to, we're not going to go into this tonight because I want to get some clips. I'll just give you a warning. Listened to Jim Fears' podcast. You will know him if you listen to Cappy over at captaincapitalism.blogspot.com. And I've listened to 3 episodes. At first, I was not real impressed. And because here's the thing, I went in, I just said I wasn't going to talk about this. I love it when I fucking do this shit. I'll have to come back to this because I want to take some clips out of his podcast and rip on his butt a little bit. But it's a good-natured ripping. It's okay, you know, if you know Jim, you have to call him, oh my God, the great one talked bad about your mom. It's going to be a good-natured ripping, okay? It's okay. Everybody just calm the fuck on down. Calm the fuck on down. So I listened to the first episode, and he was interviewing someone, and they're talking about Dungeons & Dragons, and I didn't listen to the whole thing because the interview was just not interesting to me. But I thought, okay, this is just one episode, okay? And going into the Jim Fear podcast, I thought he was going to be talking mostly about non-political stuff. Because I remember back when I first discovered, I didn't know Jim Fear had a podcast until one of the times that Adam Piggott and I, who absolutely did not say anything about Jordan Peterson on the internet, Adam and I were doing a podcast and we were mutilating Cappy's sponsors and trying to see how many of them we could get to stop sponsoring Cappy's podcast by fucking up their sponsorships. And we got to Jim Fear, and I hit him up on the internet there to get his website so we could give his website out correctly, which was probably a mistake because, all you know, we're supposed to give the websites out wrong in order to fuck things up so that Cappy loses money, and then he's poor, and then he just has to stay in his mom's basement all the time because he can't afford to go golfing in Las Vegas anymore. And I went to Jim Fear's website and saw, oh, hey, look, he has a podcast. Because Cappy never... By the way, Cappy, how come you never fucking mention... I've got to plug this. I'm already fucking all over the place. Great. I love it. I really do appreciate the fact that you guys put up with me. Hold on. I'm trying... Where... Frank Servi. The guy who writes the Uncle Nick books, right? Cappy plugs him. He's a sponsor of the Clary podcast. Cappy, why do you not tell anybody? And maybe it's not, I don't know, maybe Frank's not paying for it. I don't know what your deal and arrangement is. You know, maybe you guys are doing something under the table. Maybe there's some drugs involved. Maybe the Russian mafiosa. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Why are you not telling anybody that Frank Cervi has a website? Because I was on the Amazon.com checking out all the Frank Cervi books and thinking about whether I wanted to buy his newest one, and it had a link to his website. And I'm like, well, let me go look at his website and just see what the fuck he has there. It's really tempting to pull it. Well, all right, now that I've started talking about it, now I have to tell you what the website is. I think it's frankcervi.com, but let me check on this. I have already added him to my RSS feed. He is in the best of the best. And there's something going on with the computer. I don't know if I have viruses from downloading pornography. I don't know if Jordan Peterson and the Jews have infected my computer with something to slow it down, but something the fuck is going on, because, you know, I was trying to Google to find out if Jordan Peterson is a Jew or not, and Google was just running really fucking slow. By the way, in all seriousness, after the anarchy moment, for those of you who don't ever read the show notes, I did Google Jordan Peterson Jew to find out if he's a Jew or not. Apparently, as far as I could tell from the Google verse, didn't I say I wasn't talking about Jordan Peterson in this episode? As far as I could tell, I'm a liar. I am talking about Jordan Peterson. And as far as I could tell, Jordan Peterson is not a Jew, which makes the fact that Jordan Peterson played the Jew card even more fucking pathetic. I'm going to start doing that. Whenever someone disagrees with me, I'm just going to call them a misogynist and an anti-Semitic. I mean, if Jordan Peterson, who is neither a woman nor a Jew, can play the fucking misogyny and Jew card, why can't I? Are they just up for grabs for everyone now? Anyway, back to Frank Cervi. Before we go back to Jim Fear, I have not forgotten where we're at. Frank Cervi. Okay, it is frankcervi.com. FrankCervi, frankcervi.com. He has a website. It has a blog. Holy fucking shit. Is it hilarious? I've only read a couple, and he does these whole series of articles about female teachers banging their students. Like, every time a female teacher, like, here's one, okay, married Texas teacher Nicole Marie Ferez Andrews accused of pleasing a student instead of Jesus. And then he's got a write-up of what she did. He's got pictures of her. She doesn't look half bad for a 30-something-year-old woman. But then he does, for all the female teachers that bang their students, he does a report card. He grades them on methodology. So here he says, methodology, a very vanilla approach to seducing a young Texas lad. Church is boring and idle thoughts and hands create the devil's work. With a presumably equally bored housewife and teacher, it was only a matter of time that blowies and hand gibbers would commence between pews and in the confessional booth. It's a classic tale of repressed desires and a call from God to be fruitful and multiply. B minus. Integrity. There was the book of Genesis and also the band of Genesis. I believe Phil Collins said it best in the lyrics from the song Throwing It All Away. Our girl, Nicole, had it all. She had Chad, aka Dustin, as her husband, a modern girl's wet dream. It's got pictures of this girl's husband. He's pretty fucking manly. Her husband is pretty fucking manly. The guy could kick my ass. He's got muscles, good look, chiseled jaw. Of course, he's white, which, you know, now if you're a white woman, you can't have sex with a white man. That's racist. Okay, modern girl's wet dream. They have a kid together. She is 31 and hitting the wall. She had a career. She was horny in a situation as perplexing as heaven itself. If we know anything from the story of Adam and Eve, it was that Eve was just a greedy, entitled chick who had a lust for younger, tender fruit. In addition, Nicole Marie Fares Andrews had the classic hyphenated last name, signaling wavering commitment to her husband, Dustin. I never thought about that, the hyphenated last name, as a signal of not being fully committed. I never thought of it that way. That is a fantastic point. An obvious red flag for any man. However, Dustin was probably too busy lifting to even notice this subtle yet classic sign of a future cheating whore of Babylon. And he probably was busy lifting because I'm telling you, the guy's buff. For integrity, he gave her an A. Presentation slash looks. For 31 and hitting the wall, Nicole doesn't look that bad. However, the devil is in the details, i.e. the bikini shot. She's starting to get the dumpy ass, loose skin, and that weathered and rode hard look. Which begs the question again, why did you throw it all away when you have Chad, aka Dustin? For presentation and looks, he gave her a B-. Overall grade, he gives her a solid B. Guys, and if you don't have Frank Cervi's books, my God, if you don't have Uncle Nick, Jesus fucking Christ, you can keep listening to the podcast. Go to the fuck, you're probably right by the internet saying, buy fucking Uncle Nick and Burning the Midnight right fucking now. Okay, I am telling you, I am fucking telling you, they will be two of the funniest books you have ever. If you believe nothing else the Great One says, believe this. Those two books, I was on the, and people say that, no, I mean this, I was on the fucking floor. I was falling out of the chair. I was on my knees, doubled up in laughter. Jesus Christ, this man is funny. The man is fucking hilarious. And this blog, Jesus fucking Christ, it's priceless. It's fucking priceless. Frank Cervi, CERVI.com. Get the fuck over there now. Buy his books. Tell him the Great One sent you. Back to Jim Fear. So I discovered Jim Fear had a podcast while plugging Jim Fear on the Clary podcast when Adam Piggott, who might have said some things about Jordan Peterson on the internet that triggered Jordan Peterson and caused Jordan Peterson to scream anti-Semite and misogyny, even though he's neither a Jew nor a woman nor a Jewish woman. Although maybe Jordan Peterson, who isn't going to be talked about in this podcast, identifies as a Jewish woman. Oh, hold on. I have to write this down. I didn't think about this. Does JP identify as a Jewish woman, otherwise known as aka a Jewess? And in reading through the summaries of Jim Fear's podcast, I saw a lot of stuff about Star Wars and just it, my memories. That was a lot of stuff about Star Wars and comic books and things like that. So I'm thinking, oh, this will be great. This will be a nice non-political podcast. Right? Because in my quest for a new podcast here, I'm looking for someone who's not talking about politics. Yes, I know. But I have to get around to them. So I'm thinking, Jim Fear, I want to check this guy out because Cappy talks about him and I've been hearing about him. Yeah, it's time for me to listen to Jim Fear. Second Policast. A podcast by somebody who can't shut up about politics. Policast. I'm writing that down. Policast. It's a Policast. God, I'm doing good. This is great. It's almost my bedtime and I'm conscious and I'm funny and intelligent. Oh, wait, that's all the time. I'm listening to his Policast The whole thing is about politics, and oh, he's going on and on and on. And I'm gonna hold on because I'm gonna rip on him. I'm gonna rip on him a little bit. I gotta make fun of him. And then I listen to another one, and oh my God, it's a Policast. It's on and on about politics. And I'm sort of going, dude, are you gonna talk about Star Wars? Can we talk about, I don't know, R2-D2? Can we talk about Darth Vader? Can we talk about, you know, which Enterprise was the best? Can we talk about Kirk versus Picard? Can we talk about Blade Runner? Can we talk about Superman and Batman? Can we talk about anything? Can we? No, all politics. Nothing but politics. God damn it. Which is not, I mean, I don't disagree. I disagree with a couple of things he said. That's normal. I've said it before. You can't agree with other people all the fucking time. So, I mean, I don't disagree with his politics that much. And it's interesting. And it's fun, but it's like, damn it, I didn't want politics. Fuck. Is this thing still recording? I minimized my window. Yep, all right, good, I'm still recording. Thank God, I wouldn't want these moments to be lost to eternity like tears in the rain, right? Did I close all my parentheses? We did Frank Sir, did Jim Fear. Yeah, I think I'm good. All right, that's it. Thanks for coming. See ya. No, you don't get off that easy. All right, let's start talking about the things I wanted to talk about. Not real sure how I got from Jim Fear to Frank Cervi to, and the Cappy was in there, and Adam Piggott, then Jordan Peterson, who we're not talking about. Oh, speaking of pussies. God, did you see that fucking segue? Oh, yeah. So then other thingies from the American sector. In the let's see. I got to write that down. Soviet sector. American sector. Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. That's what we're going to do. All right. Well, greetings to those of you in the American sector. This is the radio-free voice of the Soviet sector of Colorado. Oh, hey, that could be a good shtick. I gotta think about that. Radio-free Soviet Colorado. All right, speaking of pussies. This is from the men who are getting divorce raped file. I gotta scooch through the email here and pick out the choice pieces, so bear with me a second. Here's what you need to know. This guy is 37 years old. He makes $190,000 a year. Okay, blah, blah, blah. His wife is, of course, divorce raping him. Okay, I want to make my wife happy and make her feel loved. I do not understand why I have to keep explaining to this. You cannot control other people's feelings and emotions. You cannot make other people feel happy or feel loved. Only other people can make other people feel happy and feel loved. Blah, blah, blah. She has been so closed off and shut down for the last 6 years. Rightfully so, because I was immature for the first half of our 12-year relationship. Well, if women are so great at knowing what they want, and if women have this magic ability to read men and everything else, maybe she shouldn't have fucking hooked up with somebody who is immature. Okay, I don't really know how to show emotion. That's because you're a man. Make her feel loved. That's because you cannot make another person feel loved. You can make them feel a baseball bat if you smash them in the face with it, but you cannot make another person feel loved. They have to control their own fucking feelings. Create intimacy. Okay, now as a man, you do need to know how to create intimacy. You usually do that by putting on some fucking Marvin Gaye album You turn the light down low, you get some red wine, and then you put some of that stuff in the red wine that Bill Cosby used. Oh, I don't even know what Bill Cosby used. I'm making a joke about something I don't even know about. You know why I don't know what Bill Cosby drugged women with? Because I have a fucking life. That's why. I wasn't ready to be a father. Great. That's why you fucking knocked her up and she spit out two fucking kids. Okay, she has every right to feel disconnected from me. Well, yeah, she does have every right to have whatever feelings she wants. And it seems like she is holding on to a lot of resentment. Oh, she's holding on to resentment. Wow, she sounds like a quality catch. And trying to put me through as many years as I put her through. Okay, so she's holding on to resentment and she's out for vengeance. Yes, this one sounds like a quality woman. Congratulations. She says this could take her 5 years to get over it all, and all she wants from me is a partnership, no intimacy. So in other words, she wants you to financially provide for her for the next 5 years, but not get any tail. Why exactly are you resisting the divorce? Okay, you can stay married. You can give her all of your money and get no tail, or you can divorce her, give her half of your money, and go get some tail. I should be a fucking marriage counselor. Not a marriage counselor, because I'd be like, no, we're not saving your marriage. You're an idiot. You fucked up. We are not saving the abortion. Okay, this is an abortion. We are not putting it on life support. She claims she doesn't need touch, affection, sex, and all that. Okay, either she is lying and she's fucking someone else, or if she actually does not need, and I understand there are people who fall in this category, okay? And I'm not even necessarily insulting them for being this way. Right? It's like, I can't help, like me, I can't help saying things that are true. Like, Jordan Peterson is obviously a fucking idiot for playing the anti-Semite and the fucking misogyny card. I just say things that are true, and I don't care about other people's feelings. It's just, I was born this way. I can't help it. Jordan Peterson, who we're not talking about in this episode, he identifies as a Jewess. He can't help that he identifies as a female Jew, even though he's a male and not Jewish. He was just born that way. I'm working on something. I'm not ready to reveal it yet, but I'm working on something that may, because I'm not going to lie, guys, I'm kind of jealous of Adam Piggott and the amount of hatred that he has generated for himself. I'm working on something that might generate as much hate for me as Adam has gotten. Because it's you know, this is what all we do on the Greasy Pole is we just sit around and compare dick sizes. And you guys will, you may say, well, how do you guys compare dick sizes? Do you use Skype? No, we don't use Skype because Microsoft monitors what you say on Skype, and they're going to start turning your account off if you use naughty words on Skype. Jim Fear talked about that on one of his Polycast. I can't even say my own fucking word. No, we don't use Skype because neither Adam nor I, despite what Aaron Cleary will tell you, are gay. We are able to compare dick sizes, even though he's on the other side of the planet, because our dicks are so big that if we lay down on our backs and stick our dicks straight up in the air, we can see each other's dicks even over the curvature of the earth. That's how big our dicks are. That's how we compare dick size on the Greasy Pole podcast. Anyhow, I'm working on a thesis that I want to put out to the world that might generate as much hatred as insulting critiquing Jordan Peterson, which, of course, you know, as a Jewess, Jordan Peterson is, of course, beyond criticism because he's a woman and he's a Jew. You can't criticize a Jew or a woman. If you got a Jewish woman, well, fuck, you can't say anything about her. For Jordan Peterson is far, far beyond the ability of mere mortal Australians to critique. So look, maybe your wife was born this way. Maybe she really doesn't need touch, affection, or sex. Maybe she really doesn't. And that doesn't make her a bad person. If that's actually how she feels, that does not, I'm being very serious, that doesn't make her a bad person. It does make her a very poor choice for a wife. And who asked her to marry them? I do believe it was you. All right, blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. Okay, we're done with that one. Goodbye. Here's another one. This gentleman, he makes $170,000 a year. He's 52. He needs an intervention. Therapists are driving him nuts with advice that keeps exploding in his face. Okay, you're listening to a therapist. There's your first mistake. Remember, a therapist has no incentive to fix your problems. Because the therapist wants you to keep coming back over and over and over so that you keep paying the therapist so the therapist makes money. See, if you want your problem fixed, if you want the information you need to fix your problem yourself, let me be specific, because just like you can't manage your wife's emotions and make her happy or feel loved or any of this other bullshit, no one can fix your problems but you. No one can fix the great one's problems but me, right? If I want as much hatred as Adam Pegget gets, then I have to get off my ass and I have to generate that hatred. Nobody else can do that for me. The fucking Jews can't do that for me. The motherfucking aliens who live under DIA can't do that for me. Adam Pegget can't do that for me. I have to fucking do it myself. If you want the information that will allow you to solve your problem and move on, you don't go to a therapist. You go to assholeconsulting.com. Well, great one. Where can we find assholeconsulting.com? Assholeconsulting.com, for those of you who smoke dope, dude! Okay, like say for example, let's say you're too dumb to know what the lyrics to Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd mean. Let's say you can't figure that out, even though you've listened to Dark Side of the Moon when you were stoned like 73 times, man. And I smoked a bunch of dope, man, dude. And then, dude, I ate some brownies, man, and I had some more edibles, and I took like some hemp oil, and I rubbed it in my elbows and then behind my ears, man, and then I smoked some more dope, man, and then I listened to Dark Side of the Moon. Dude, I still couldn't figure out what it means, man. So let's say you can't figure out what the lyrics to Dark Side of the Moon mean. You could go to assholeconsulting.com, which you can find at assholeconsulting.com, and you could pay Aaron Clary, he's the founder and CEO, CFO, and marketing executive of Asshole Consulting, he's also the janitor, you could pay Aaron Clary money. Yeah, now I know, you know, the money is the same thing you buy dope with, so you'd have a little bit less dope, but Aaron could explain to you what the lyrics of Dark Side of the Moon mean. Now, of course, for you to understand it, while you're watching Aaron's video response explaining what the lyrics of Dark Side of the Moon mean, you would probably need to be stoned in order to understand it. Fuck was I talking about? They're driving. Therapist, right. Therapists are not interested in solving your problem, guys. That's why the advice the therapist gives you is blowing up in your face. because the therapist, unlike Asshole Consulting, who doesn't ever want to fucking talk to you again, the therapist has no incentive to fucking solve your problems. Okay, let us continue. My wife wants a separation, but she can't tell me why. Right, this is because women are irrational. Women do not do things for logical reasons the way men do. The fact that you don't understand this, the fact that this is a deal to you, that you've had to mention this, of all the chicks that I've never understood why any chick I've dated has ever done anything, nor have I attempted to understand, because I know that I cannot understand. Okay? Women run on emotions. If you're trying to understand why your wife wants to separate, if you're going to your wife and saying, honey, can you explain to me why you want a separation? What's a separation? Oh, a separation. That's where she's still married to you and you still pay for her. You still give her resources, but she lives somewhere else and she bangs someone else. Gee, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. You make that much money and you're this dumb. Your wife wants a situation where she lives separately from you, she's still married to you, she still gets all the benefits of being married to you, she gets the money, she gets the resources, but she's banging other people. And you can't figure out what might be motivating her to do that. Okay, once again, boys, if you're getting divorce raped, there might be a reason for that. I would like to suggest that those of you who are not yet married, but you are contemplating getting married, you need to go to pushingrubberdownhill.com. You need to find Adam Piggott's podcast where he talks about marrying, how to marry an adult. And you desperately need to listen to that podcast. Okay, he goes on, blah, blah, blah. Now she wants separation and divorce. No, now it's separation and divorce. I want to be separated and get divorced from you. Is that as opposed to being divorced but not separated? My first marriage, her third. No infidelity that you know of or any other deal breakers on either side. Yes, because her two previous marriages were not sufficient deal breakers. No other deal breakers. Yeah, I mean, she just has leprosy and she's mentally retarded. But other than that, there's no other deal breakers. She's been married twice before. Other than that, no other deal breakers. We're going to come back to that. It gets better. Remember that phrase. Okay, this is important. Any other deal breakers on either side? No other deal breakers. Okay, just hold on to that. Now here's what he wants. Here's what he wants. He wants no separation or divorce. Well, should have married an adult. He went blah, 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 blah. He wants a wife committed to marriage like he is. Well, once again, you can't control other people's commitment. He wants a healthy environment for his 8-year-old child. I should have thought about that 8 years ago, buddy. He wants her to trust him. Yeah, you can't make other people trust you. You can't. He wants to know what's going on with her, because she's angry and upset with me all the time and she can't explain why. Really? Hold on. A woman cannot explain her emotions. You... Oh, God. You want a woman to be able to explain her emotions? way, women can't even figure out how to change the oil in the car. You want them to explain their emotions? Oh, God. God help me. You deserve everything you get. You are deserving of it. Maybe I shouldn't say it. Once again, maybe he was raised by some fucking beta male. Maybe he was told, just be yourself. Women like it when you're... Just be really respectful of women and pay for everything. And remember, you need to take a girl out on a lot of dates and you need to be very patient with her. And when you show her that you're going to be a good provider for her children, then she'll want to marry you and she'll be so devoted. Maybe he got a shit ton of bad advice because the manosphere didn't exist when he was young. Didn't exist when I was young either. That's why I fucked up so much. But thank God I never got married. Holy, not that I was ever in any danger of that. Thank the gods I did not get married. Because I would have, honest to God, I would have, I could have made the same mistake. I could have married some terrible fucking woman. I so easily could have done it. And I'd love to sit here and take credit back. Yeah, see how smart I was? I did not marry a evil bitch. Now, it really, there's nothing I can take credit for. It's just pure dumb luck that I never was stupid enough to... I never dated a woman long enough to ask her to marry me, and even if I had done so, well, there was one. She wanted to get married and spit out kids, and she finally figured out I wasn't going to ask her to marry me. Thank God I did not ask her to marry me. Whew. Yeah, anyway, it's dumb luck. I would love to take credit for not making this mistake, but I can't. So I'm ridiculing this guy, but maybe I shouldn't be. Maybe I shouldn't be. Goes on. Blah, blah, blah. Let's see. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, okay, that's too bad. That's your problem. That's your fault. Remember now, there's no... What's the phrase? There are no other deal breakers. Okay, she just wants to be away from me and refuses to engage in joint therapy or even a dialogue. There's no deal breakers here. Now, she refuses to be in your presence and she doesn't even want to talk to you, but there's no other deal breakers other than those previous two marriages. Now, I don't know. I'm thinking not wanting to be around you and not wanting to talk to you. I'm thinking that would be a deal breaker when you're looking for a woman who is wife material. Maybe I'm wrong. Having never been married, maybe I'm wrong. I'm thinking that's deal breaker territory. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, hold on. Let me skip ahead a second. Blah, 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 blah. And this, dude, this is both sad, but this also actually shows the point that I'm skipping. I'm looking ahead. Okay, there's two more things. This so shows the point. Here's what he says. He says, I spent 30 years in the army. I can take down a country. I can talk in front of thousands of people. And I can hit a target at 800 meters with a sniper rifle. But I can't make small talk. And I can't communicate with my wife. Fucking can hit 800 meters with a sniper rifle. The guy could be pretty fucking manly. And yet, he's just getting crushed by some fucking bimbo. It's brutal, man. That's brutal. And even though I'm ripping the guy a new asshole, you don't gotta do anything. I'm ripping him a new asshole. At the same time, I have a level of sympathy. It's like, dude, he could be this badass military sniper guy, but he can't handle a goddamn woman. And I'm sorry to come back. It's you chose her, and now here we go. Remember, No other deal breakers. Just those two marriages. Well, in the part where she doesn't want to be around you or talk to you. Okay. My wife had two prior marriages. One, the first one, she was a victim of violence, and her second husband abandoned her. Okay, Mr. Sniper, rifle shooting 30 years in the, those are called red flags. I have some sympathy for you, but why in God's fucking name did you marry a woman with two giant fucking red flags like that? The first husband was violent and the second husband abandoned her. Okay? And once, I'm not saying she's a bad person for the people, dude, for the dope smokers. I'm not saying she is a bad person because these things happen to her. I'm saying she's not wife material. Holy fucking shit, boys. You guys have got to start. It's not start. You've got to stop ignoring the red flags. And I think this is, I've talked about this before, even just recently, right? Women look for reasons to say no. Men look for reasons to say yes. I do it all the time. I see a chick, it's like, ah, she's pretty cute. Ah, she's got tattoos. Well, you know, maybe I can live with the tattoo, right? Let me, yeah, fine, I'm going to go talk to her in spite of the tattoo, right? You know, because men, we look for reasons to say yes. We look for reasons to make things happen. We're willing to sometimes, and here's the thing, see, we're willing to give other people the benefit of the doubt sometimes. And that's what bites us in the ass. I'm going to give this one the benefit of the doubt when you shouldn't. Okay, it's like if the girl has like one little tattoo and it's kind of visible. Okay, but dude, when she's like, yeah, my first husband beat me and my second husband abandoned me, that's not a situation where you say, well, maybe I'll give her the benefit of the doubt. You know, maybe it'll be okay. I'll go ahead and try marrying this one and spit out a kid with her. I mean, what could go wrong? Horsies! Speaking of women who are not wife material, horsies! So as you may or may not know from listening to this podcast, Dallas, who owns Weyland-Yutani Corporation, where I work, has a wife. His wife is a horse gal. They have, last I checked, it fluctuates, so I can't give, 7 horses, last time I checked. Because, you know, one woman needs 7 horses. Horsies! Well, we have a lot of work to do at Weyland-Yutani because we have some big gigs coming up and we're supposed to be at work today doing, you know, our jobs. And since Dallas owns the company, it's a little bit important to have him around once in a while. Although, honest to God, we try to wean ourselves from his presence as much as possible because he's not very reliable, as we're about to get into. This morning, he sends a message. He's not going to show up for work today. And yeah, it's his company. He can do that. But he's not going to show up for work because his wife's horsies got out last night. And there's 7 horsies scattered to the wind. And they have to go out and look for the horsies. Let me tell you guys something. When I was dating the Jewish, I dated a Jewess. She was hot too. God, was she hot. When I dated the Jewish vet student, whom I dated for 2 years with a 2 or 3 month breakup in the middle. I've told that story in the past. Yada, yada, yada. She had the dogs. 2 of them were rescue dogs. That's how I know. I don't make this shit up, guys. When I say that rescue dogs are a red flag, I'm not making this shit up because I read something on Return of Kings, okay? This is called life experience. She had a normal dog and two rescue dogs. And frequently there would be incidences. So we went out one time, we came back home, one of the rescue dogs had opened the refrigerator, pulled everything out, and just destroyed it. Like plastic ketchup bottles chewed open, and just food, just the entire fridge, everything had come out of the fridge, including the shelves, and was just all over the kitchen. Another time, the rescue dog ripped through the drywall, went into the wall and ripped the drywall apart and chewed up the 2x4s and stuff. Another time, we were going somewhere for the summer, and we're at the hotel and we're standing there, and like the hotel is right there, and there's some little woods and there's the road next to it, and we're hanging out, and a rabbit appears, and one of the rescue dogs takes off after the rabbit and jerks the leash out of her hand, and she's gone, and she's like running after the dog, come back, you know, trying to catch the dog, which is gone, because these are big, these are Malamutes, they're bam, gone. And I'm standing there with the other two doggies, and I looked at them, and they looked at me, and I said, hey, what's up? You guys want to go back in the hotel room and chill? And the dog said, yeah, sure, let's do that. And we went back in the hotel room where the air conditioning was at, and the dogs laid down on the bed, and I plopped down in the chair, and I put my foot up, and I pulled out a book, and I read a book. When her rescue dogs fucked something up or caused problems... And this was a joint effort, and this goes back to, I didn't marry her, but I dated someone who, despite not being perfect, she was an adult. She never asked me to clean up a single mess the dogs made. She never asked me to pick up dog shit. She didn't expect me to chase the dog when it got away from her. And I never offered. And she never said a word. Because she understood, this is my theory, I can't read other people's minds, this is my theory, she understood those were her dogs, not my dogs. Those were her dogs, and they are her responsibility, not mine. And that is why I say that she was an adult. Okay, if my wife had 7 horses, and the 7 horses got out of the fence and were running wild, I would say, that's nice, honey. I'm going to work because I have a fucking company to run. You go get your fucking horses like a goddamn adult.